This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Brukhim Abom, welcome to this shiur through the Zoom platform, courtesy of, we want to thank Rabbi Shai Schechter, who made the arrangements of this beautiful venue. And let me see. Okay, that's pretty good. Parshas Behar and Parshas Bechukosai is actually a very unusual shidduch. Excuse the expression. Maybe you would call it the odd couple. I mean, there are a lot of good shidduchim out there in Parshas. You know, Vayakel Pekudei is a natural shidduch. Vayakel and Pekudei are both the review of Truma and Tetzava, the Parshas of the Mishkan. Acharim Moisen Kedoshim. Okay, we get that. Nitzavim Vayelech is sort of the end of the Teichecha. But what is up with Parshas Behar and Bechukosai? What is the meaning of that? Why would they combine these parshios? Why would they combine these parshios? It's a rather odd combination. Parshas Behar, it talks about the mitzvah of Shemitah. Parshas Bechukosai talks about the Teichecha. And the Teichecha, as far as we know, is precipitated by a lack of Amelos B'Toira, and Bechukosai Telechu. Then you'll have rain, you'll have everything good, you'll have success in your agriculture. And if you do not learn Torah properly, you don't see the screen. Do you see me? Sorry, are you able to see me?
We see you, but we don't see the screen.
Okay. Do you see it now?
Yeah, now we see it.
Okay, you don't need the sheets yet. I'm gonna go back and forth, okay? So now you should just see me. Fine, thank you. So the parshas of Behar and Bechukos are somewhat of an odd combination and an odd connection. And that's what we would like to discuss. What is the connection, and what is the similarities between Parashas Behar and Bechukosai, and that they were selected to be put together? Okay, so much of tonight's share comes from three Svarim. They all are of the same author, the M.S. Liakov of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he brings up these ideas in his commentary to the Chumash. He mentions this again in his commentary to Ksuvim on Divrei Hayamim, and then again, in his commentary to Masechta Megillah, he also mentions the ideas that we're going to be discussing this evening. So the first question is in Parshas Bechukosai. If you have on your sheet number one, Os Tirtzeha Aretz Shabbos Soseha. Then after the punishment and the desolation of Eretz Yisrael, the land will be appeased for her Sabbaths, Kol Yimei Hashama, all her days of desolation, V'yatem Be'eretz Oyveichem, and you will be in the land of your enemy, Az Tishbas Ha'aretz, then the land will rest, V'hirtzasa Shabbos Soseha, and will be appeased for her Sabbaths. Rashi explains, the land will be appeased for the anger of God, that God got angry that we did not keep the Shemitah. And again, later on in Bechukosai, the Pasuk says, V'ha'aretz te'azev mehem, v'siretz ha'shab soiseha. So Rashi says that the Teichecha is coming as a punishment for not keeping the Shemitah year. However, comes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he says, what are you talking about? The Teichecha is a punishment for not keeping Shemitah? The end of the Teichecha says very clearly that, the beginning of the Teichecha, the introduction to the Teichecha is Im Bechukosai Telechu. If you will learn, if you will walk in my statutes, and Rashi says in number 5, Yachol Zekiyam HaMitzvos. I would think this refers to the observance of mitzvos, but it already says V'yas Mitzvosai Tishmaru. So it already says Kiyama Mitzvah. What do I do with Im Bechukosai Telechu? What I do with it is that you should be Amel Batayra. In other words, what the Torah is saying is that if we are Amel Batayra, then we will not have the Teichecha. And if we're not Amel Batayra, then we will have the Teichacha. So in other words, the Torah is saying that the Teichacha is brought and precipitated by a lack of Amilus Batorah. So how could the Psukim in the end say, oh, the Teichacha will come and will appease for your lack of observance of the Shemitah? That's not what causes the Teichacha. What causes the Teichacha is not learning Torah with enough Amilus and toil and sweat and Harvanya. Reb Sender, I'm very happy you joined. Shkoyach, welcome. So, that's the first question of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. That there's somewhat of a contradiction. The beginning of B'chul Kaisai says that the Teichacha comes for a lack of Amelos Batayra, and the end of the Teichacha, it says that the Teichacha is a punishment for failure to observe the Shemitah. Rav Yaakov also makes the following observation. Rashi in B'chul Kaisai, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Hei, says, what does it mean that the land will appease God for a failure to observe the Shemitah? When did Klal Yisrael fail to observe the Shemitah? So Rashi makes the calculation that there were 390 years that the Jewish people were in Israel before the Aseres HaShvatim were exiled. Here you have on number 6, that the 70 years of Galus Bavel are corresponding to the 70 years of Shemitah and Yovel that Klal Yisrael angered God 436 years. 390 were the years of their sin before they entered, the 10 tribes were exiled. And then the Bnei Yehuda angered God for another 40 years. So 330 years or 436 years, different cheshbonos. It comes out that during the time of the Bayis Rishon, we did not observe the Shemitah on 70 different occasions, and the 70 years of Galus Bavel were an atonement for the lack of observance of Shemitah on 70 different occasions. And this is something very troublesome to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. If you look on the sheet in number 7, I'm pointing with the arrow here, the Rabbi Yaakov says this is a big tema, this is a big wonder, this is quite puzzling that Klal Yisrael did not observe Shemitah 70 times. I mean, historically, is that really accurate? Perhaps there were some who did not observe the Shemitah, but this wholesale lack of observance of Shemitah seems rather curious and puzzling. Rabbi Yaakov brings up this question, if you look on the sheet again, on number 10, in his commentary to Divrei Hayomim. Again, he asks, how could it be that Klal Yisrael failed to observe the Shemitah on 70 different times? And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky offers the following incredible principle, very interesting principle. And let's start with a question. The Gemara Megillah tells us, on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, number 14 on your sheet, that in the Bnei Ma'arava, the people of Eretz Yisrael, they had a different cycle than we have. How's that? We go to shul, and the first week of the year we lay in Bereishis, followed by Noach, followed by Lech Lecha, followed by Vayera, and basically we're very big masmidim, because even though some weeks they're big parshiyos, Vayakel, Pekudei, Bahar B'chul Kaisai, we got to squeeze in all 50, how many parshiyos are there in the Torah? All 54 parshiyos into 1 year. It's interesting, by the way, just as a side note, the Zayar says they're gan parshiyos, 53 parshiyos. But if you count them from Bereishis until Vezayis Sabrach, they're actually 54 parshiyos. So the Chida and the Shem HaGdoilim brings down that they're not every parsha is counted. The 54th parsha, Vezayis Sabrach, is not counted. He quotes Rav Moshe Zakuto, the Ramaz, that Vezayis Sabrach is not counted because we don't lean Vezayis Sabrach on Shabbos. So there are only 53 parshiyos. But that's more than the weeks of the year. So we got a problem. You know, Houston, we have a problem. So we got to double up. But the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, Daf Chav Tes, number 11 on the sheet, that the Bnei Ma'arava, they finish the Torah once every 3 years. You know, that's a very interesting idea that they finish the Torah once every 3 years. I guarantee you, if a shul wanted to increase their membership, I would go back to what the Bnei Ma'arava did. Basically laying a third of the parsha every week. First of all, it makes life easier. Mavr Sedra is like three times easier. Davening ends about 15-20 minutes earlier. more time for a Kiddush. I mean, this is something to consider. But all joking aside, in the Bnei Eretz Yisrael finish the Torah once every 3 years. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is bothered. When did this ever end? Why doesn't anybody ever say, okay, it ended on when this happened, or this great sage ended it? Why don't we have any evidence? Why don't we know when this ended? This was a practice instituted in Eretz Yisrael over 1,000 years ago. So when did it come to an end? An interesting question on this practice of the Bnei Marava that they lay in the Torah every 3 years. A question on that is the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. We all know that the way Ezra orchestrated the calendar is that he orchestrated that we have to read certain parashiyos at certain intervals of the year. Namely, we have to lay in Nitzavim, we have to lay in the Toichacha of Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that Ezra was masakin that we need to read the Toichacha of Bechukoisai before Shavuos, because Shavuos is in effect a Rosh Hashanah, and because it's a Rosh Hashanah for the new fruits, and because we want to apply the principle Tichle Shana VeKiloseha. In other words, what we want to do is, since Shavuos marks the beginning of a new year, and that means before Shavuos is the end of the year, and as the year is coming to an end, we want the year to go down the drain together with its klalos. So we want to read about the klalos at the end of the year. So the Maritz Chios asks on this Gemara, and others do as well. Well, I'll show you on the sheet. The Rav Yaakov Emden asks, think about it. Ezra was masakin that we always lay in Bechukaisai before Shavuos. Wait a second, that only works out if you're finishing the whole Torah once a year, but if you're finishing the Torah, let's say, every 3 years, so only one out of every 3 years, or actually never will Bechukaisai come out right before Shavuos. So this Takan of Ezra was never fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, according to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that they finished the whole Torah once every 3 years, how was the Takana of Ezra fulfilled? Comes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he introduces to us a wondrous idea. You ready for this idea? Reb Sender is very excited about this idea, I could tell. And that is, why did the Bnei Eretz Yisrael lay in the Torah once every 3 years? What's up with that? You know, you would think in Eretz Yisrael they learned more. I see Avi's here from Los Angeles. How you doing? Why in Eretz Yisrael do they lay in the Torah once every 3 years? Why? Why weren't they bigger masvin? They should have lain the whole Torah every month. What's the rationale behind the custom of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that they lay in the Torah once every 3 years? So says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the reason why in Eretz Yisrael they didn't lay in the Torah as often is because we have to understand what is the role of Kriyas HaTorah for Klal Yisrael. The role of Kriyas HaTorah is the central limud HaTorah the whole year. I was in Yeshiva Shar Yashiv today. Unfortunately, now it's a hospital. I went to make sure that I'm negative. And I saw on the wall that there's a sign, please don't distribute any Parsha sheets here. Why? Because Parsha sheets starts the davening. When are you reading the Parsha sheets? You can't read it during davening. You can't read it during leaning. So what is it? When exactly is the law? Maybe being gavra la gavra. Okay, whatever it is. But the central limud haTorah of the week is Kriyas haTorah. It's Talmud Torah deRabim. But in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have time to learn. What were they busy doing in Eretz Yisrael? Says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, what did people do back in the day in Eretz Yisrael? They weren't doctors, they weren't lawyers, they weren't plumbers, they weren't electricians. Eretz Yisrael was an agricultural society. People were farmers. And since they were farmers, therefore, farming is a very big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa, yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Chassam Sofer points out, you know, it's coming up Shavuos time, we're going to read in Megillas Rus that who's the Gadol Hadar? Boaz is the Gadol Hadar. And what's Boaz doing all day? Where is he found? Was Boaz in Panovich? Was he in Chevron? Was he in the Mir Yeshiva? He's in the field. What's he doing in the field? He's the God of Adar. He should be in the Beis Medrash giving shir. The answer is, says Chassam Sofer in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav. I think I have it on my Marim HaKoymos here. Let me show you. Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav. Let's see. Here we go, number 16. What was Boaz doing in the field? What he was doing in the field was he was Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa? Which mitzvah d'oraisa? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael! You hear this? Someone who works the land in Eretz Yisrael is mekayim d'oraisa. So you say, but he should have been learning. Do you tell someone who's wearing tefillin, why are you wearing tefillin? You should be learning? No. He has a chiyav haguf to put on tefillin. Do you say someone who's putting on a talis, it's bittul Torah? The same thing, if someone lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's mechuyev to work the land, it's not bittul Torah. And therefore the God of Adar, Boaz, was in the field, and he was busy being mekayim in the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have so much time to learn. In America, where going to work is only a preparation to learn, in Ein Kemach Ein Torah. So you gotta learn as much as you can in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to work the land, to roll up your sleeves and be mekayim the d'oraisa. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have time to learn, so they made it easier. They split up the parshiyos into three little bites. This way you have two-thirds more time, because yes, you lay in the parsha on Shabbos. What do you think you do the whole week? You got to prepare the parsha. You got to be maver the seder. You got to understand the parsha. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have so much time, so they made bite-sized pieces. So I once said this over. My friend Reb Chaim Sendik in Chicago sent me a chida in the Chaimas Anak. It comes out then that what's the purpose of Shemitah? The purpose of Shemitah is in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have so much time to learn. During the 6 years, they were working. So the Shemitah was a sabbatical to be able to learn. They rested the land, not to rest the land in it in per se. They rested the land in order to learn. The whole tachlis of Shemitah is limud haTorah. The same way we know the tachlis of Shabbos is to learn. In fact, the Ksava HaKabbalah, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg writes, somebody who sits back, doesn't violate any malachos, but doesn't learn on Shabbos, is a mechalel Shabbos. Because the purpose of Shabbos is not to rest, is to rest, not to have to work, to be able to learn. Someone who rests and doesn't learn is not a Shomer Shabbos, the Ksava HaKabbalah says. The whole purpose of Shabbos is to learn. That's why, by the way, sometimes Shabbos is Zachar in the Torah. Sometimes Shabbos is Nekeva, Mechale Leha, because Shabbos has two dimensions. It has the Kedusha that is Kvi V'Kaima, that is effectuated by God. God injects the Kedusha and Shabbos takes it. And in that sense, Shabbos has two dimensions. There's a dimension that we put into the Shabbos, and in that sense, we are the Zachar, and Shabbos is in the Keva. And there's a Kedusha that Shabbos offers to us, and in that sense, Shabbos is the Zachar. But the same way the Tachlis of Shabbos is Limud HaTorah, the Tachlis of Shemitah is Limud HaTorah for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who spend 6 years working the field, not even have time to lay in a whole Parsha. The Chida writes that the Gemara tells us that one of the Amoraim asked his students, I don't want to see you in Nisan and Tishrei. Meaning Nisan and Tishrei, you got to go home and you got to work the land. Which means that there were 2 months a year that people didn't learn, Nisan and Tishrei. To make up for those 2 months a year, 2 months for 6 years, they have to make up 12 months of learning in Shemitah. Shemitah is 12 months to make up the 2 months a year during the 6 years that they weren't able to learn, they were working. Be it as it may, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Eretz Yisrael there was no time to learn. So what did they do? In year one they learned a third of the Torah. In year two they learned the second third. In year three they learned the third third. And then they repeated the cycle. And the reason they did it this way is it followed the cycle of Truma Samaisrois. Year one, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Year two, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Year three, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni. And after year three, they completed the whole Torah after 3 years. And then they repeated the cycle. Year 4, the first third. Year 5, the second third. Year 6, the third third. Now, this is very interesting. You would have thought it's a 3-year cycle. So let's say the 3-year cycle was, it's a 3.5-year cycle. Let's say they finished the whole Torah in 3.5 years, and then the whole Torah again in 3.5 years. No. Rav Yaakov learns it was a 3-year cycle in sync with the Truma and Meiser cycle. Year 1, Rishon and Sheni. Year 2, Rishon and Sheni. Year 3, Rishon and Ani. And they finished the Torah. And again, year 4, Rishon and Sheni. Year 5, Rishon and Sheni. Year 6, Rishon and Sheni. And then Shemitah came. And in Shemitah, they didn't have to work. So they didn't have something vying for their time, namely Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So in the Shemitah year, what would they do? They would learn the whole year. So Taka in the Shemitah year, they learn the whole Torah in 1 year, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a Chiddush Neira, that even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who finished the whole Torah in 3 years, that's only in the 3 years of Chumas HaMaisros and the second 3 years of Chumas HaMaisros. But comes year 7 and they're not working the land. So if they're not working the land, they have plenty of time to learn. And Taka in year 7, they finish the whole Torah. Says Rav Yaakov, this answers the Kasha of Rav Yaakov Emdin and the Maritz Chius. Maritz Chius and Rav Yaakov Emdin wanted to know that, wait a second, Ezra was Masakin, that you have to lane B'chukaisai before Shavuos. So we asked, according to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that lane the Torah every 3 years, so B'chukaisai never came out right before Shavuos. Says of Yaakov Kamenetsky in a footnote, oh, so you want to see it inside? Not a problem. Says of Yaakov Kamenetsky in number 24, Ulefizeh, Rabbeinu Yesh Liashiv Kushas Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and the Maritz Chios, that they wanted to know, according to Ezra's Takana, how would you ever lane B'chu Kaisai before Shavuos, according to Rabbi Yaakov, says the footnote, it's beautiful, because they would offer, they would lane B'chu Kaisai before Shavuos in the 7th year. Now, oh, says Rabbi Yaakov, now I understand what the purpose of Hakel was. You see, year 1 through 3, they lane the whole Torah in 3 years. Year 4 through 6, they lane the whole Torah in 3 years. Year 7, they lane the whole Torah. Their one and only time that they lane the whole Torah. But says Rav Yaakov, you think after a full year of Limud HaTorah, they went back to work immediately in year 8? Says Rav Yaakov, wait a second. We all know that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina writes that these days are so holy, these days are so awe-filled, that that people should really minimize the amount of work they do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, should treat it like Chol HaMoed. Says Rabbi Yaakov, back in the day, people were so taken by the Mei Hadin, and they were so inspired by the Mei Hadin, they didn't go to work during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And you think they went to work in the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? So they continued their sabbatical. And then it comes the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and they had the mitzvah of Hakel. Why do you think they had the mitzvah of Hakel? What did they do by Hakel? They read Mishnah Torah. What is Devar Mishnah Torah? A review. In other words, after spending for the first time in 7 years an entire year learning, everybody knows that Kol HaLoimed Ve'enoi Choizer Ke Zoireya Ve'enoi Koitzer. So therefore they would have Chazara. That's what they did. They lane Devarim. Devarim was Chazara. It was Mishnah Torah. After spending an entire year catching up with the Bnei Chutz Arts, you see, the Bnei Chutz Arts lane the whole Torah every year. But the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they lane the whole Torah the first 3 years. And then again in year 4 through 6. And for the first time, they lane the whole Torah in year 7. So now finally, they have a Chazara. That is the tachlis and the function of the mitzvah of Hakel. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it comes out incredibly that the purpose of Shemitah is not to rest the land. And the purpose of Shemitah is not to rest the weary. The purpose of Shemitah is to finally have a 1 year out of 7 to dedicate totally to Limud HaTorah. And let's say, says Rabbi Yaakov, if a farmer said, boy, am I tired, I'm going to sit back and kick back and sit on my iPhone for an entire year. Says Rabbi Yaakov, not only is this farmer being mevatel from learning, he's also not shomer shvius. He's not keeping Shemitah. The whole tachas of Shemitah is to be able to learn. So someone who doesn't learn didn't keep the Shemitah. Ah, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Now we understand what Chazal mean, that for the 70 years of Galus Bavel was to mechaper for the 436 years that Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shemitah 70 times. And Rabbi Yaakov asks Al HaTorah. Rabbi Yaakov asks in Divrei Hayomim, Hayitachin, is it historically accurate that the Jewish people didn't keep Shemitah? There's no record that we didn't leave the land fallow. Says Rabbi Yaakov, not keeping Shemitah doesn't just mean someone who works the land. Not keeping Shemitah means someone who doesn't utilize the time of Shemitah for Limud HaTorah. Then it comes out, the beginning of B'chu Kaisai is Mamish Mwah, Maslai Kedvash. Says Rabbi Yaakov, B'chu Kaisai begins, if you are Omel B'toira, not just in general, in B'chu Kaisai Teleichu, if you're Omel B'toira during Shemitah. You see, Parshas Bahar talks about the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. And like a glove, Bahar and B'chu Kaisai fit together perfectly. Bahar talks about Shemitah, and then B'chu Kaisai says, "In B'chu Kaisai Teleichu." By the way, what do you think you're going to do during Shemitah? You're going to twiddle your thumbs. In B'chu Kaisai Teleichu, you have to be Amel Batoira. And if Im Loisish Meuli, if you're not Amel Batoira, you're going to get the Toichacha. But so then the question is, at the end of the Toichacha, it should say the Toichacha is a punishment for not learning, for not fulfilling in B'chu Kaisai Teleichu. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's exactly what it says. Going back to the sheet, that's why the parsha of Shemitah opens. In number one, Oz Tirtze Haaretz HaShabsoy Seha, the land will be appeased for her lack of observance of Shemitah. Number three, V'ha Aretz Te'azim Mehem V'siretz HaShabsoy Seha. What do you mean? It says, in B'choy Kaisai Te'lechu, that the purpose of the Toichacha is to ensure that we learn Torah. It is! That's why it says at the end of the Toichacha that if the Toichacha will atone for your lack of observance of Shemitah, lack of observance of Shemitah doesn't mean to work the land. It means for not using the Shemitah for its intended purpose. So this gives us a beautiful insight into the connection of the two parashiyos. Bahar speaks about the mitzvah of Shemitah, and B'chu Kaisai says, let me just clarify, the tachlis of Shemitah is Shetiyu Amelim Batayra. Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for listening, and wishing everyone gezint, bracha v'atzlacha, agotanach, shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.